Hey there, folks. This is Buddy the Rat. It's time to see how Camilla fared with that big dick donkey. This is Chapter 11, Camilla's Donkey Date. I went home and showered. I didn't have to brush my teeth because I already had. I consider it an actual viable skill to be capable of brushing my teeth while driving. I've been doing it for years. It's a really handy skill to pick up when you're going to have so many dicks in your mouth. It's not just because I might be interacting with other people. It also just makes me feel better. There's just something about all forms of sex that makes me feel dirty. And oral tends to be the worst of it. Sorry to say this, friends, but I just tend to not like the taste of cum, even the good stuff. I've never personally met another person who can brush their teeth while driving. I think most people feel they'll just end up making a mess, and that would be a reasonable assumption for any person not up to the task. The few people I told about my amazing ability said they thought it was kind of silly. Well, to them, I'd say that they might be kind of jealous. Just think about how much more efficient our lives might be if we managed to incorporate just a fraction of our daily activities into the time we spend driving. Why, we might have finally made it to another planet by now rather than still stuck in this dump. Now fully fresh, I was really beginning to get worried about Camilla. She should have been done with Hubert by now, and my brain had been much too busy imagining her stretched around his large flared penis. I was in full regret, and I needed to contact her to see how she was doing. I seriously wanted to apologize if I could, but I was not certain if the rules of social order would allow for it. I just needed to see how things went. Camilla answered and seemed more or less neutral. She did, however, say that she wanted to meet me at my place. I had come to trust her enough at this point, but I did warn her that my apartment was kind of a wreck. She said she didn't care, which did not make my apartment any less of a wreck. Either way, I told her where to go. Men and women are different. I don't really care if a guy comes over and observes how I live my life, but there is something vastly different about someone of the feminine persuasion seeing it. I had to do something.
But he was going to be there within half an hour.
Let's see here. I can't really do much about that pile of clothing. I guess I can shove all the pizza and takeout boxes under the bed. I could make the bed, and by make the bed, I mean run my hand across it until the comforter is at least 83% flatter. I could lower the blinds so that the flashing neon hot naked advertisement wouldn't be flashing in her face. Women tend to not appreciate the local porn store motif. Also, there was like this really crusty stuff that was on my stovetop. It might have been there since before I was a tenant. I picked at it real good with my fingernail until I was really sure that I had really tried to get rid of it. Perfect! All right. This was as good as it was ever going to be. I was sure of it. Camilla stepped in and looked around. She did not look very happy about it, but she seemed to get over it pretty quickly.
"This place looks like you," she said.
"Is that a bad thing?"
"Not really. I don't mind it. I like you, so I don't mind it because of that."
She was so sweet.
I pushed a few things off a chair to give her a place to sit. I used the bed. After she was relaxed, the pink bat let out a long sigh and asked,
"How did it go with Jim?"
You first,
I challenged. Part of my resentment came back for a moment, but I swallowed it down. Camilla nodded and proceeded to expound about her adventure.
"Well, he was pretty nice and all. He's kind of like one of those guys that always wants a girl, but never seems to get lucky. He talked to me in an overly thankful way. He was also kind of begging me not to leave, even though I wasn't really planning on it. He started asking me about sexual stuff pretty early. He all but asked me if I was a slut, but I think he was wondering it. I told him that I just thought he was cute and wanted to meet him."
I asked her, "Did you mention about our game?"
"Oh no, I'd never do that. I wanted to, at least, try and enjoy myself. You don't really look like what most people would call handsome, but I still liked you a whole lot. Hubert might have been the same way."
"Was he, though?" Camilla shrugged.
"To be honest, the whole thing was really awkward. Hubert was really desperate the whole time. He kept apologizing and freaking out that things might not work out. I finally just told him that I was okay if we had sex. He then said that he had not expected me to be so small. He was worried that he wouldn't be able to fit inside me. I told him I'd be willing to try.
I was scrutinizing her body as she talked. I was looking for anything like stretch marks or some sort of injury. She had not limped into my apartment. I listened curiously. She went on.
We both got naked, and he got some lube. Hubert really did have an enormous penis. I was kind of scared of it when it got hard. I didn't want to let you down, though.
Oh, he's so sweet to me. What did I do? Why did I do it? Did she really take the whole thing? Muttering, I accidentally whispered, I'm so sorry. No response. She just continued.
I lay on my back. He got on top of me. And...
Yes! I accidentally snapped and then corrected. I mean, yes?
It wouldn't go in.
She shrugged. It wouldn't?
Nope. He pushed and pushed, changed angles, positions. We crawled all over the bed and tried different things. He could never get it in. I couldn't even get my mouth around it.
I began breathing for the first time since she showed up. She went on.
I guess I could have licked it and stuff, but he didn't want that. He asked me to kneel on the carpet, and he wanted to just jerk off onto my face. He got really into it, too. He told me how sexy I looked, and how he really wished he could fuck me. And there were a few apologies. And then he just sort of, like, shot his hot load all over my face.
All over your face? I asked reluctantly.
Splurt, splurt, splat.
Are you okay? Why did I even ask that? I must have still been in shock. She cocked her head and gazed up into my eyes.
It was interesting.
Interesting?
I mean, Hubert was kind of sad and lonely. He was perverted, too, but after he splattered my face, he sort of looked like he was at peace, and I had given it to him somehow. Sure, it was kind of weird and gross and stuff, but I didn't hate it. I'm even kind of sorry he couldn't get it inside me. Although part of me is happy it didn't. I might not have been able to walk afterwards. What about you and Jim?
Miracles of miracles! It had gone all right for her! I had actually chosen someone that didn't ruin her day! I had done a good thing entirely for the wrong reasons. That is to say that I did a bad thing that ended up mildly okay, but I really shouldn't have done it, and I am a horrible rat for having tried to do it. But now she wanted to hear about my shitty experience?
I really hope I didn't do something horrible to you, she added. I've been feeling bad about how I chose him for you ever since.
I steeled myself. I looked her in the eyes and did my best to tell her about one of the worst, most awkward sexual encounters I have ever had in my life. It was just some guy who was horny. It was no big deal. She released a sigh of relief. A great weight was lifted off of her shoulders.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so sorry.
So am I, returned honestly. And I'm glad you didn't end up a bat on a stick. He giggled in a way that made me adore her.
I think maybe we should do a little better when we pick partners for each other.
I completely agree, I might have replied a bit too quickly. I think maybe we should allow each other to vet the partner a little. But I think there still should be a challenging element to it.
I want that too, she grinned toothily. And I want to keep having sex with you.
That gave me that hard emotion I told you about earlier. She added,
I want you to be my main boyfriend. I just really like you a lot.
If you let me, I'm just gonna do it.
I'll let you do anything you want to me, buddy.
I slowly leaned over and slid my hands under her petite rear. Even right here? She gazed into my eyes and trembled with excitement.
Even right there.
Ooh, right there, huh? Come on, you all know what we're talking about. Something to look forward to. This has been Buddy the Rat,
and I'll see you all next time.